And daf ayin ches amad aleph, second line from the top of the yomid. Omar Rav Yehuda kain gadol ba'almona leikeshtayim. Kain gadol is bo'al almona, was mekadish in almona, then he was bo'al d'almona. So there are two aveiros that he was over. And he gets twice Malkus. Achas mishim layikach. For marrying her, he's over the love of layikach. Achas mishim layichalo. And the second love, he's over, b'shas yisboil her, he's over the love of layichalo. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, chazar ubo aleho, no. Kain godol ba'amone, hu adin l'kayin hedyet, begrushe v'chalole. Hu adin l'kayin hedyet, begrushe v'chalole, da migmer gmiri mehadodi. The Gemara said before, we have a gzeir shove, we learn out zayne zayne, just like it says by just like it says by Almona Lekoyin Godol, there it says Zayna also, Almona Grusha Zayna V'Chalola, Almona Grusha Chalola V'Zayna. So there it says, B'lo Yechalo Zaroi, that is Adin Chilo Zera, there's Adin Alo Yechalo by the Surei Kohune Lekoyin Godol. So who Adin, we learn Alexeir Shoveh, that who adin by a kain hedyet is also a love of lo yechalo. Who adin le kain hedyet begrushe vechalola. The migma gmiri ma'adodi. Ma'akan zarei chulen. Af loholon zarei chulen. Hilkech be kain hedyet nami ike lo yechalo. So that what Rabbi Yehuda mentioned kain godol ba'almone didn't want to go into all the protim. The Pasuk says, by Kohen Gadol, it says two Isurim. It says, La Yikach, and then La Yechalo. La Yikach Mishum Kedushin. So there's a love of marrying Psulei Kohune. Ubebiye Shela Acha Kedushin Utakama Loi Kishtaim. If it was Boil after the Kedushin, so this is a love of La Yechalo. He's mechalo the isha, like the Gemara had said before on Daf Ayin Zayin, that leyechalo leyechulo ze shehi kosher v'nischalo. There's a lav of leyechalo zaroi, that he's mechalo the zera, but he's mechalo the isha also. Layechulo ze shehoya kosher, she was kosher, v'nizchalo, and she was nizchalo. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, so there's two malkes. There's one malkes for the kinyan, layikach. There's another time malkes for the chilo, that he was mechalolo. Frekte gemore, velilki nami mishum layechalo zaroi. Be'emison, there's two isurim over here. There's an isa lo yechalel, which is going on her. Mi lo yechulo zesho yekosho v'nischalo. The terminology of yechalo means that there was kashras that became nischalo, and that is only going, this terminology was only used because of her, not because of the child. The child is born Bechalolet, so the terminology of chilo does not apply by him. But then it says leyechalo zaroi, so there's a love of being mechalo de zera. So the Gemara learned in leyechalo zaroi there are two lavin, he's mechalo her and mechalo de zera. So the Gemara says b'shaloi gomar b'yosai amir dekezach. That here we're speaking, but he only made her ro. He didn't make a gemar biye. So a biye that is roi, such a biye that is roi, that zera should come out from that biye. So Ya'ivan lo yechal ozare. She was nesaba. She was nesaba zaymal lemeir. But al kaponim, the love is one should not make a bia that this bia is capable of being meiled zera. So that's lo yechal ozare. Here we're speaking about that he made a hara. So a ra from a ra alone, it is not possible for her to become nesaba. So therefore, we're only like the layechalo, not the layechalo zare. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi. The lilki nami mishum chilo zaroi. Vishulay goma biyosai. The leka chilo zaroi. There's no chilo zera. Because this is a bia that cannot create zera. Aval he nischalolo beharo, she was nischalol beharo. Kidis nam beyevomis, echad ma'are, beechad agoy makone, lechilik bein bia lebia. Now, lechire, this Rashi is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi is looking for a makor, that there's a chiyuv, he was speaking about chayvi lavan de kohune. And there's a chiyev an haro by chai v'lavim dekone. So all that Rashi could prove this is from a Mishnah in Yevomis. Now, this Mishnah in Yevomis is very interesting. This Mishnah in Yevomis is saying as follows. Echad ha-ma'are v'echad ha-goy mekone is speaking about a king in Yevomis. And you coin a Yevomis with haro. Fine. Now, that doesn't tell me in any way that your chayev an abiyah asure with her own. So by Emerson, there's a Gemara later in Yevomis Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph that the Gemara has differently mudim on all Isurim that hara ki gemar bia. There's a posik b'chai v'krisis es mekoi rohera. Then the Gemara says, good, chai v'krisis hara ki gemar bia. How do you know chai v'lavin? Another limud. How do you know chai v'lavin de kohune? Another limud. How do you know chai ve'ese? Another limud. So l'chayre, and then the Gemara brings limudim that an ish is niknes be'haro, a yevom is nikne be'haro. That means haro ki gemar bia is not a flat statement which applies in all hilchas bia. Each prat, each case is a besondere limud, and you need makayres for each case. So if Rashi wants to tell me over here, Rashi got stuck over here, if he only made a rosh, so why is he chayev aflo yechalo? So Rashi brings a Mishnah in Yevomis. The Mishnah in Yevomis says, Echad amarev echad agay mekone. Good morning, this is speaking about King in Yevomis. But what shaykh is that this have to the lab? The only thing I could think, there's a shvera Rashi on this Mishnah, Lechilek ben bia lebia. What does this mean? So Rashi says, Lechilek ben hara legmar bia. So Taisus asks, how does this, he just said this, Echad amare ve'echad agoy mekoines. What is he coming to tell us? There's no difference between hara and gmar bia. So maybe Rashi learned pshat in this sefer of Lechilek ben bia lebia means, B'chola teirekula, in all cases, lechilik ben bia lebia, there's no chilik between hara and gemar bia. The Mishnah starts off, alani yibomis, echad amara, v'yechad agay makone, v'lechilik ben bia lebia, in all other cases. Maybe that's what Taisus brings down the gears of Rashi, that's going in hara and gemar bia. So maybe Rashi learned it's going on all other cases. But is it interesting that Rashi should have brought down the Gemara Daphne and Hei, that Pachai V'lam and Dekuni Yechai V'Bayaro. Mosiv Rove. So Rove asked Akash. So Rav Yehuda was Machadish, that there are two Isurim. There's an Issa for the Kinyan, that's Lo Yikochu. There's an Issa for the Bia, Lo Yechal. Mosiv Rove, Almone Ugrusha, Loike Mishum Shnei Shemi. That if a person was bo an isha who was an almone grusha, So he's like Mishum Shnei Shemes, he gets twice Malkus. He was Boel on Almoni, he was Boel on Klusha. So he's like Mishum Shnei Shemes. Maila Shnei Shemes Besulai, he's only over on the love of Almoni Klusha, a Kayin Godel. But he's not over any more Averis. According to you, Rabbi Yehuda, you said with the beer, you're over Leichalu. So Lechere, you should be over more than two times. So the Mor says, Loi, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Shnei Shemes Alzeh, or Shnei Shemes Alzeh. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Almona Grusha, Bo al almone shehi grusha, mishum shnei shemes, mishum almone o mishum grusha. So lechere, Dach Sechmir was speaking about that he was bo l'shem kedushin. Here we're talking about the love of Leikach, the shnei shemes, almone grusha chalola zayne y Leikach, so we're talking about the kinyan. So lechere was speaking about he was Boyel Hashem Kedushin, and he's over al Shnei Shemes of Amone Mishem Grusha. So Rove is Takash, according to Yude, when he was Bo, so he's over La Yechalol also. So there should be more. So the Gemara answers, Eina Chanami, Shnei Shemes al Zeh, Ushnei Shemes al Zeh. Vadai Shnei Shemes Diktoni Grusha Barmoniko. That's what the Mishnah says. Habo al Amone Grusha Yoiva Mishum Shnei Shemes. That means, Amone Grusha, there's a love of Amone Leikar, there's a love of Grusha Leikar. Umiyu al Kol Achas, but for each Shem, Leikishtayim. Mishum la yikach, mishum la yechalo. He says, the Mishnah is only saying, one isha, there are two shemes, shechayv als both shemes, they're two distinct laven. But ain't a chanami, you'll be over, al kol achas, an each shem, loikeshtayim, mishum la yikach, mishum la yechalo. Now, there's a beautiful kasha I saw in the Mishnah Salevi, Ayalasa Shacha, later son of Tara Shmuel, the Kasha. Lechere, the love of Lo Yechalol is Yemechalol Ha. So if you have an Isha, that's a Grusha and an Almone, and a Kohen Gadol was Boyel Ha, so how many times is he able Lo Yechalol? Lechere, once. He's able once, Lo Yechalol. Because there's two reasons why he is Mechalol Ha. One because of Grusha, one because of Amona. But the beer, that was one, he was Machalo, this woman. She's over twice like Yechalo. The Rehitas Advarim would be Mashma. That he's over twice. And that's what's seen from Rashi. Shtayim, Vadi, Mi al Kol Achas, Loiki Shtayim, Shem Likach, Mishem Lo Yechalo. So they say a Moiridike Chiddush. They say a Chiddush as follows. We understand the love of La Yechalal is he's been Mechalal Deisha. So the male says a Moiridike Kasha. So this B is Mechalal Deisha. What's the Chilik? There's a multitude of reasons why this B is Mechalal. She's an Almona, she's a Grusha. But the Isha is a Mechalal Deisha. So it should be one love, not two love, not twice, La Yechalo. It would seem from this Gemara that the Torah asked, you're not allowed to be Boyel on Amone. In the Iser Bia of Amone, the Torah phrased La Yechalo. But not the Iser is because you're being Machalala. No, that's a Metzias. The Torah wanted to ask the Bia. So Abiyas, the Torah phrase, the Iser Biye, it says, I mean, that's the Pasuk. Amon Negrusha Zoyne, Chalola Zoyne, Seyla Lo Yikach, and then it says, Lo Yichalo Zare Ba'amoy. So the Torah means to say, don't be boil on Amona, don't be boil on Grusha. But the Isser is the Maisa Biyah. Not because he's being Mechalo. No, the Torah is giving us an extra Yediyah. You know, it's Mechalo also. It's like a Mechalo. I mean, that's how we know that it's Mechalo. That's another thing. It's Mechalo. So the Loshin is necessary to tell us what the Biyah accomplishes. But the Isser is for the Maisa Biyah, not for the accomplishment of the Biyah. That's what they say. So I thought, and then I saw later that Terech Shmuel brings the Raya. What is the din by a chalola? If you boil a chalola, are you evil or you chalo? So I saw in Chinuches, are you evil or you chalo? So you see Klo, but then it's an Emerson, it's a Rashi. Rashi says this. Rashi says, Koyin Godel Barmone, Vuhu Adin Lekoyin Hedyit, Koyin Godel Barmone, Yeloik Ishtayim. Zogt Rashi, wo din le kein hedjet begrushe be chalolo. Bei kein hedjet begrushe be chalolo, yosu be yoy vashtayim. So if you marry, so Rashi says, klo, a kein will marry a chalolo, ni be boy yoy zoy vashtayim. So you see, klo, that the Isser is not to be me chalolo. That's not the Isser. She's me chulalas by madness. I didn't do anything. So it brings that another shtelzach of Rashi, the chalolos. Lavdav, kibar al kaponim. We accept Rashi Kipshutoi and the Pashtas HaGemara, it would seem like that Lo Yechalol is an Isser Biyah which causes Chalolas, which is Bekoyach to cause Chalolas, but the Isser is not dependent in the accomplishing this. I feel if it doesn't cause Chalolas, because for a multitude of reasons, the besondere Isser to be boil on Amona, to be boil a Grusha, to be boil a Chalola. Fine. Zuck the Gemara, Ihochi, Eimer Seife. Fine. So how did we say Pshat in the Mishnah? So you're telling me now a new Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Oiver Mishum Shnei Shemes, means there are two Malkes because of the Shem Grusha and the Shem Almoneh. But the Mishnah does not mean to minimize the Malkes. It's just telling us that you have one Isha, perhaps let us appreciate it a little better. Because in Emerson, by a Kayin Godel, there's one Lo Yikochu. Perhaps one could say it's one Lav. It says, the Pasuk says that, Almona Grusha Chalola Zoyna La Yikochu. That's the Lav. So, there's one La Yikochu and Almona Grusha. So it's coming to tell us that even though there's one La Yikochu, but in each one you get Malkus. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That's what the Gemara answered. But, Vashteitzach, but there will be separate lavim because of the beer, because of the ma'aseh beer that he made in Almon and the ma'aseh beer made in Agrusha. So Rava asked the Hochi Eimer Seife. Grusha v'chalutza einei chayev elo achas. Einei chayev elo mishum achas. Yoni chayev an one. So, we'll come back to the Pshat and the Kasha, but let's just go a little further. So the Gemara says, Ochikoma eini chayev ela alachas. Over there, by an almone in the grush, yechayev because of the Shem almone. And yechayev also the Shem grush. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. And therefore, if she's in the Zechiv and on the Gusha, you'll get two times more Malkus as La Yechalo. I was boiling them when I was boiling a Gusha. Here that what it says, Ein Echayiv Ela Alachas, means you only Chayiv as a Gusha. Because Achalutz is at the Rabbana. But on the Gusha, I can be Mechayiv Shtayim. So, Mamela, it's no Kasha. Achi kom einechayev ella alachas. I'm only chayev on one of them, on the Shem Almon, on the Shem Grusha, not on the Shem Chalutza. Ula oilam shnei shemis, but there'll be twice Malkis and Grusha. Sai als Grusha lo yikach and Sai als lo yichalu. Let us see what Rashi says. El alachas al shem Grusha chayiv. He's chayiv on the shem Grusha, not on the shem Chalutza. But Hashem Grusha chayiv al kol achiyuvim atluyim bo. The Mishnah is saying, And Amona Grusha is Yimachayv and two Shemis. And each Shem Yimachayv and Chiyuvim Atluyim Bo. By Grusha Nachalutze, you only Chayv Al Achas, on one of these two Shemis. But on that Shem Yimachayv, Bechol Achiyuvim Atluyim Bo. So you'll be Chayv. Leichalul also. Abochutz Aloy. The chalutza lav the raisa elo the rabbon. Chalutza is only at the rabbon. Frek the gemore, the chalutza the rabbon. Osanya, we learned, grusha ainli yala grusha, chalutza minayim. Talmud loyma, ve isha grusha mi isha lo yikochu. So ve isha, we learn out, there's another grusha, there's a chalutza who's gorish from the Yavam. So we learn it out from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, midrabonon ukro asmach de balma. Tzadarabonon ukro asmach de balma. I would like to say a teretz on Rashi and Makis. Bemison, right, I found in a teretz Shmuel, so he said this. Both Aner and Malkis seems to say more or less the same type of mahalach. This is a Mishnah in the beginning of the third Perek in Malkis. Grusha v'chalutza ein achayiv ela mishum achas bulbad. Yoni chayiv mishum achas. Zot Rashi, grusha v'hi chalutza ein achayiv ela mishum grusha. Shachalutza ein oksuve, doesn't say beferish chalutza, ela meribuya maisin in lo. Tesanya b'kedushin, grusha ein li ela grusha, chalutza minayin tamaloy me'v'isha. So Rashi says, andere Werte, Rashi brings our Gemara. Rashi says, you're not loikan chalutze because you learn out from a ribu. That's what Rashi says. Zaktaisvis, perisha kontris, mishum grusha. The chalutze maisilo, vishi grusha. Mashme, so memela, since you only learn out from a ribu, so that's we don't get Malkus for Anisha, that's a Gerusha and a Chalutza. Mashma leperushe, the Bachalutza lechud, the Ike Malkus the Eraisa. Because that is really what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, that means Rashi is saying as follows. The Mishnah says, Almone uGerusha. So there, since it says two Shemes, it says in the Pasuk, Almona, Gerusha, Chalolo, Zayne, lo yikachu. So my mail is a besondere lavan amon, a besondere lavan grusha. So my mail is, so you like a shtayim. It's laikach is going on amon, laikach is going on grusha. There's two shemes. The posik that says, ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikochu. So here it doesn't say beferish chalutze. Ve'isha grusha, yilem pashta dikro, means isha grusha, a woman that's a grusha. No, it's miyuta, so v'isha grusha is mar b'chalutze. But since it doesn't say b'feirish chalutze, so if she's a chalutze and a grusha, I won't be like a shtayim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. But Taisus Medai, that's what Rashi says. But Taisus and Medaka, what if a person is Boyula Chalutze? So then he's Takaloike. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah, that's a Rashilim Shan, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is differentiating between Almone Grusha and Grusha Vechalutze. Almone Grusha, since it says Befeirish Almone and Grusha, some Amele, so it's considered two Shemis to Besundra Lava. Even though it says one Loyikochu. But it's Loyikochu Almone, Loyikochu Grusha, so it's two different Lava. But here, since it's all, it doesn't say Chalutze Vegrusha Loyikochu. It says, V'isha grusha, no, the V'isha's marba chalutza. So, you can't get two malkis if this isha herself is a chalutza and a grusha. You don't get twice malkis. But it's a deraisa. So, Taisma says, V'zeinoi. So, Taisma says, Damrini beperka sori yuchsin, chalutza de rabono. So, Taisma brings a gemore. And Sapella de kemaisa, Rashi also brought a gemore. Rashi put the Baraisa. Baraisa says it's a Rabbona. So I thought, and then I saw Nefer Shmuel, Amar de Kizach, let us be Elach, let us learn the Gemara. Let us again see the Gemara, and then we'll see Amar de Kizach and the Gemara. And L'chayr is a beautiful Teretz on Rashi. Mosiv Rava. Rava, Rabbi Yehuda said, you like Kishtayim. So first Rav is Takasha, it says Amon Negrusha, like in Mishum Shnei Shemes. So Memele, so Bar answered according to Rav Yehuda, the two Shemes plus all the trimmings with the beer, you'll be like another two times. He's telling you there's two Shemes. So Ihochi Eima Seife. And he says, now let's be Elach. How did Rava understand Pshat in the Mishnah? And how did Rava understood Pshat in the Mishnah? Loike Mishum Shnei Shemes. That's it. You get twice Malkis. You're not like Atzlo Yechalom. But you get twice Malkis. One Atzlo Grushalikach, Amonalikach. Get twice Malkis. And he said, no, there's two Shemes, but he's telling us there's two Shemes. Lafuki, fine, there's two Shemes, but you'll get all the Malkis which are connected with these two Shemes. Let us go further. So Rava asked a second Kasha. Amos, Yochi, that's Pshat, Amos Eifin. Grusha v'chalutza einei chayev Elo Mishumachas. The only Chayiv, once Malkis. So Lechayre, you're not Chayiv on the Chalutza, that's what it means. Here you're Chayiv, here the Mishnah says, you're Chayiv on the Grusha, and you're Chayiv on the Almona. That's the difference. The Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, Almona Grusha, Yechayev al Almona, Yechayev al Grusha, Mishim Shnei Shemes. By Grusha v'chalutze, you only Chayev Mishim Grusha, not Mishim Chalutze. That's the Gemara saying. So Rava understood. Now let's understand. Rava understood as follows. Rava understood that Memesim Chalutze Zadereise, the way Rashi said. And from here, and you're not chayiv al chalutza, where Rashi says, because since you learn not from a riboy, but be chayiv an chalutza mishum lo yechalol. This was Rava's kasha. If you're telling me, by each isa kune, there's two lavin, there's a lav of lo yikach, and there's a lav of lo yechalol. So you tell me, here you're chayiv, because of grusha, because of amonet. Here in the Chayav Elam Mishumach, because of one of them. Because of the Grusha, not because of the Chalutza. Not Yechayav because of the Chalutza also. Yechayav Le Yechalo because of the Chalutza. Yechayav Le Yikach Alts the... this Cheshbon of Ribui is only a Cheshbon that... And the Le Yikach, I can't be like Yishtayim Alts Isha Grusha. But Yechayav Alts Grusha, Alts Chayav Alts Chalutza. So she be chayiv shtayim. That was a lovis kasha. Is ois gespart, it is no lo yechalo. The Sostik Torah that reviewed this said that you loikals lo yechalo is not true. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Ein chayiv ela achas, you only chayiv for the grusha, because the als the chalutz, als lo yikach, you're not chayiv. Because it's only a riboy, and that's it. That's the only chayiv. But according to you, you should be chayiv shtayim. You should be chayiv als grusha, als lo yikach. And chayv the chalutz als lo yichalo. That was the kasha. So the Gemara answered, "Hochi kama, you only chayv." So what did the Gemara answer? You only chayv for grusha because chalutz is ad rabbono. That's what he's telling you. The chiyuv d'ani mechuyiv and grusha, you know, there's a whole connection of chiyuv d'ani mechuyiv and grusha. But ein echayiv alachas means there's only a chiyuv for grusha because chalutzas are the rabbonah. That's what he's telling you. Rav will learn chalutzas are the raisa. He said, no, I got this view, chalutzas are the rabbonah. Frekt Rav akashe, the chalutzas are the rabbonah. Vosanya, we learned in Abaraisa, the grusha and the grusha, I tell you, it's his Misha. So the Gemara answers, mit Rabbonu basmach the Barba. But this Shaila is a machlokes Rav and Rav Yehuda. Hatalom shat the Mishnah. Rav the Makshin held that chalutz is on the Raisa. And therefore he had a kasha, so according to you, why aren't you like him, mishum layichalo? And echayiv ela mishumachish, mimuchiv. Good, als the layikach, yechayiv at the grusha. Vibimachayiv als the chalutz, als layichalo. Why ela echayiv ela mishumachas? It's right, there's no love of layichalo. That's a right to me. So the Gemara says, no, and echayiv mishumachas, the chalutz is an arbonah. So Rav said, what? It's a baraisa. So he says, no, So Mamela Rashi and Malkus is Meredik. Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah. The way Rav learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So Mamela, Rashi says in the Mishnah that you're not like Chalutza because it's a Ribui. And Rashi brings the Baraisa. Taisma says, the Gemara says, that the Talmud said this. But this is Amachloikis. It's Amachloikis Amayroim. So Mamela, the Tzakev Muchach from the Gemara that there was a man dealing with the whole Tzadaraisa. The whole Shakavataya seems to say like this. Omar Abai. Now, Kideish Loike, Boal Loike, Kideish Loike Mishum Layikach, Boal Loike Mishum Layichal. There's two distinct aveiras. There's an aveira for making kiddushin. There's an aveira for being boil. And so memele, that's how the two aveiras go. Rava omar boal loike, loi boal ene loike. If he was boil, then you loike mishum loikach and loyechal. We'll see in a minute. Loi boal ene loike. Mishum dechsiv layikach v'layichalo. The Torah asr dekiche because the kiche will bring to achilo. Matam layikach mishum layichalo. So let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi. Kiddush kohen gadol, a kohen hedyet, achas min apsulois hamureis benye. Vayikach, Kedushin Mashman, Shehein HaKainin Oysa. So that's a Tajt Vayikach, he shouldn't acquire one from Sulekud. Boal, Loike, Boal Acha Kedushin, is Loikish time, then he's Loike a second time. No, this is Rav. Boal, Loike, Boal Acha Kedushin, Loikish time, then he's Loikish time. Achas Mishum Layikach, Achas Mishum Layichalo. So Rav is saying that the Isser of Layikach is Mitla Toli Vekoi. If it will bring to a Biyah, then you're even la yikach. It won't bring to a bia, you're not even la yikach. So how do you get malchus on la yikach? It's haschosophic. A person's going to marry, a kain's going to marry a gusha, she told him, but you dare marry the gusha. Because you marry the gusha. Yeah, what'll be if I marry the gusha? Maybe you might get malchus. Or maybe, yeah. Okay, I didn't talk. Maybe you might, maybe you won't. So if you hold that slow sophic, shmei aslo, it's good. So I'm telling you, you might get malchus on this lo yikach if you'll be boy later. If you hold that slow sophic, lo shmo aslo, so how are you loika on the lo yikach? So you have to say, he was mekadosh bebiya. Then you loika on the lo yikach and the lo yichalo. That's telling me the Rishonim that's me say this, speak the face of Rosh says this. That's the case. Then you like it. Taisvis and Bob Metzia asks Akasha, the Gemara says if a Kohen made a shlich to be Mekadosh Agrusha, so the Gemara says if you hold a shlich of Dvar Aveir in certain cases, so the Kohen will be over. Taisvis says, how could you be over? You have to be, you're not able to the Kedushin alone. But that's what Taisha says. When you buy a lady, you're over for the Maisa Kedushin. If you say Yeshlich or Dvar Avera, so there's an Avera of the Maisa Kedushin also, that's totally if there'll be a Bila later. So Yod Yeshlich or Dvar Avera is considered like the Mishalach made the Maisa Kedushin, so he's Chayim on the Kedushin also. If Yod Yeshlich or Dvar Avera, so my Meili won't be chayv on the Maisa Kedushin. That is this Gemara. Umayda Abaya. So we have our machlokes. Are these two lavin dependent one on another or not dependent? Agavucha, we have a tremendous problem over here. Let's just be ma'ir of this. Here, Rava says, so here, Rove says that everything is tully in the Bila. And before, Rav Yehuda said, and Rove himself later says, yeah, like him, Mishim Leyechalo. I mean, he says, forget, only when you boil, then you like a shtayim. So, Mishu Salevi asked that they said, others also ask it, because he says, maybe he was Mekabel afterwards, he was Mekabel. Al Kaponim, this is a problematic. This is before was Mosev Rov, and now Rov seems to say, Klo Yoivan Lo Yechal. Umaydab, yeah. So we have here machlokes. A rova holds that these two lavin are not connected one to the other. The two distinct lavin. And rova says no. You only over the lav of layikach when you're machal. Umayda abaye b'marze grushosai. Shim kidesh v'leibo shein eloike. That even though Abaye said that by the love of Isurikune for making a ma'aseh kedushin alone yeloike, even though there was no bi'ah, by Mars the Grishos emission he says, if a person gave his wife a get, she got married to someone else, she became nosi to someone else. Then that person died or gave her a get, and now the first husband wants to remarry her. So there's a lav liyuchu bayu lorishin lakach taliyaswa liyisha ache shel tamom. This is a lav on marse gerushosoi. Moida baye be marse gerushosoi. Shim kidesh veloi bol shein eloike. Liyuchu bayu lorishin lakach taliyaswa Liyois loy leisha omarachmone vaholeke. It doesn't say Leyuchel Bayal Rishon Lekachto. It doesn't say that alone. It would say Leyuchel Bayal Rishon Lekachto, so he can't marry her. So Yoiva on marrying Grushose Mishanise. But here it says Leyois Loy Leishon Marachmone. So Leyois Loy Leishon means that there has to be Bios. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Umaydabai, afal gab, the mechayiv malkis akidushin, be isakun, if I isakun is moida, then yechayiv malkis akidushin. Hochuhu, the cholchad mechad lav bam peinavshi. Here it is that way, because each one is a bizundara lav, amona laikach, la yechalel. So Mameli Yechayv Malkis for the Maisekich. Uloitola HaKosuv Ezeb Ezeb Efeinish. The Torah did not attach one love to the other love. That's what Abaye holds. So Mameli, you get Malkis. Ah, well Yisrael HaMarsekuv Shoshem Mishani Seis La'acha. But Yisrael, who's Marsekuv Shoshem Mishani Seis? Finis Almaloi Niskarshom. Yeah, he gave her a get. And then she became an amona grusha from the second husband. Ah, v'algav d'rsiv lo yuchul shuv l'kachto d'haino azor eshelo yikat sheno. Here, so there's a lot. He's not permitted to marry her. Maido dein eloike ad she yiboil. But here he won't get malkis till he'll be boil. V'behedye Tola Rachmone Kiddushin Bibiya. The Torah said, Lekachto Liyes Loy Leisha. Lekachto Liyes Loy Leisha. The Kivin, the Kicho, who Kiddushin. So what's Liyes Loy Leisha? So what is that coming to tell us? Ishus shall be a comma. You need an Ishus shall be it. So here, Rav Abaye is made to Rav. So Lechera, what is the Gemara saying over here? So Lechera, the Gemara is saying that here, by Marzeh Grushosoi, if he just was, let's say, if he was kind to her with Kesef, he won't get Malkis. Because you need Lekach to Lias or Leisha, he has to be bail her afterwards. And when he's Baila afterwards, what'll be then? How many Malkis will he get? So Lechaira, we would learn that he gets once Malkis. Liyucha Baila Orishain Lekachta. There has to be a Kiche, Lias Orisha, with a Kiche with Ishus. Isha shall be a, Lias Orisha, Isha shall be a Kama. Lechaira, we should learn. I mean, this is not l'cheira like l'yikach l'yechalo. These are two different ideas. Abaye holds, good Rava holds that one is telling the other, but there's two laven over here. Here is one lav. Frekta Rishar, so what's that? Umoide Abaye, who's he moide to? Moide means, like here he's moide to Rava. That's what Umoide means. Rava, you said over there, with the beer, you like Ishtayim. Here I'm made it to you. That's what the Rishash time is. Then he says, Loshna Rambam is a mashma like that. Loshna Rambam is mashma. You only like Achas. I mean, Lechayra, the Umayda is not Kefelech. I mean, the Umayda is that you said you're not like Altskicha. No, I'm made it to you on that. But that's Sikkel, I'm made it. So l'cheretz not to muchach. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Umoide Rove bekoin godol ba'almone. Rove is moide bekoin godol ba'almone she'imbor v'loi kidesh shaloike. Here, Rove is moide to Abaye. Abaye said, bo'al loike. For the Bila alone, the Bila alone is a Mizundere Yisrael. So Rav is Maide. He didn't marry her. Just was Baila. So that'll take be Maide Lo Yechalo. Lo Yechalo Zari Ba'amo Vamarachmone Are Yuchila. Ushnei Amoide, both of them are Maide. B'marze Grushosoi, that everyone held. That if you're boiled by a monolakain godel, there's malkes, shnei moidem b'marze grushosai, shein boal v'loiki deish, sheinei loike. That means if the first husband will be boiled her without marrying her, so everyone holds, you're not loike. There's likuchin oscha teure. The whole iser is derech likuchin. That means there has to be issues also. Liyuchu ba'alarishin lekachto. Liyesh lo'alisha. But it's not only an iser issues, it's lekachto. Look, Rashi. Umayder of Ava gav the boy be'iser kohune tarti davke bi'yachah kedushin who the boy who that afke be a condition? Who the boy that condition would I like? There you need to, because for the condition alone you're not like it. I will go like it. Why do Shabila in the tree of condition? He holds the condition is totally in the Bila, but the Bila is not telling condition. To lay a halo amach on the very hill. Shame I do my master do a show, say, ah, for peace, so divination. Koyin pepsula loy loy kalbiye beloy kedushin. Now we just said this before. Why do men be so mouse of shos and mishanisa ishin bobo like you they shine a like? Hochi kar si des? Ja, say, kuchim osro teure. Alla bia loy porat lab. There's no lab on the bia. Ella al yedei le kuchim. Loy yucha loshim le kachtoksi. Zogt Eisves. Let us see Eisves. My time derech likuchen osra teure. At Baal alone you're not like it because the derech likuchen perished. La yuchel baila harishin loshim lekachto ksi. The lav is lekachto. Ochi goris bekontere. That Rashi's gilse. Loigores derech havaya osro teure. It was a girse that said derech havaya osro teure. Liyois loy leisha. Derech havaya osro teure. So Taisva says, lefi, so why didn't Rashi want to be goyres this? It's l'chochi gassin Rashi says. So Taisva says, lefi, de mahaikro davai mapik lelti boi bia, lishchaiva marzik rishosai. Because the Gemara learns lekachto means kedushin, liyos loylisha means bia. So Mamela, so you can't say derech havai, you can't learn out from the havai. Havai is gematria bia, a bia shalishus. The boy bia is chai b'marzah geshosai. B'hash the havai imapik minoshen, chai b'marzah geshos elim kekidek. So Mamela, so kochoch, so the drash of kidesh is from lekachto. Derech likuchen osro teure. V'shamo yesh loyma. Denuch aligreis derech havaya osro teure. V'idelel dor ish leik mele'isha, not from the liyesh loylisha. Le'isha, we learn out the mashma derech shalisha, tainu bia. V'ochi dor ish me'liyois, the mashma havaya. Rabbi Yudoimer, basker zochor kebaschor. We hear in the Mishnah, that if a ger married a bas Yisrael, or a beira whatsoever, so the daughter is posel lekune. Abidu said, just like the daughter of a cholo who married a bas Yisrael, there's also no problem. Abisa, but the daughter is posel lekune. So who adin, a daughter of a ger, a guy that was Megai himself, is also, she's also posel lekune. Now, where did Rabbi Yehuda figure, how did Rabbi Yehuda figure this out? Tiny Rabbi Yehuda, Bas ger zocho ke bas cholo zocho. Vahadin noisen. Maheva kalpochayim. Ma cholo. Let us think for 1 minute. This cholo, who was the cholo's father? Koyin? Shebo mi tipo ksheira. He originates from a tipo ksheira. He comes from a kosher koyin. His bitoy psula, afal pikein, bitoy is psula. His ger, shebo mi tipa psula. A ger, that his father was a goy. His father was someone that was posel of ibikal Hashem. So memela, ger, shebo mi tipa psula, and it didn't shebitoy psula. So memela, so his daughter, if a cholo's daughter, no avedas whatsoever. There's no avarus whatsoever. The daughter's possible to kohune, and he comes from a tipa ksheira. So a girl that comes from a tipa psula, ziche, his daughter should be possible to kohune. Frag the Gemara, you're right. But you're telling, you're assuming that a girl is a lesser madrege, or is worse than a cholo. I got news for you. Mala cholo shekein yitzirosei ba'aveira. You know why a cholo passels his daughter? Because the whole mahus for a cholo was, he was created from an aveira. How did he become a cholo? His father was bo'al agusha, and they created a cholo. So this person, this is a creation, a byproduct of an aveira. No. If you have someone who's created to an Avera, his daughter is possible to kune. But a ger, he was taki came from a, he's not a miyuchis, his father was a goy. His father was possible to kune and possible to call. But he wasn't created from an Avera. So therefore, so he's not as chomor as a chomor. So the Gemara says, kain godu barmona yechi. So what are you telling me? That a father passes a daughter only if the father was created through an aveira. A cholo was created through an aveira. A ger was not created through an aveira. So koyin godol ba'almona yechiyach. I'll prove to you it's not like that. A koyin godol was ba'al almona. So the father of this daughter was not created from an aveira. He's a koyin godol of all things. She'ain yitzirosei ba'aveira. His yitzira was not ba'aveira. His bitay psula. So you see that the criteria is not that the yitziras of has to be ba'aveira. Kain godl ba'amone, even though the yitziras of is not ba'aveira, the daughter is posalakune. So Gemara says, Ma'ala kain godl ba'amone, she can be yosei ba'aveira. You're right. The Kohen Gadol was taken not Yitzirosei Ba'aveira, but the Yitzira of the Bas was Be'aveira, Be'yosei Ba'aveira. So it's Yitzirosei Ba'aveira. A Cholo is the Yitzira of the Av was an Aveira. A Bas, Amon L'Kohen Gadol, so her Yitzira was Ba'aveira. Okay, so that's what Moses said. She came Yosef Bevers. Cholo Yechiyah. Chosu din lo yosek yorayis. That's Hashem v'em sheinu b'roi v'kol. Liyom yisagir sheinu b'roi v'kol. That's before the Pircha. I jumped the gun. So the Gemara says, so you see, not Yitzirosoi ba'aveire is the criteria, because Kohen Gadol ba'amone Yechiyah. Not Yitziroso ba'aveire is the criteria, because Cholo Yechiyah, that his daughter is possible to go on inside Yitziros of Aveira. So I make a Tzadah Shavit. These two are not Peroiv Kol. That means these are not the normal case of Nesuei Kol. It's unique cases. Ubitei Psule is the same thing. Is a Ger is also not like Roiv Kol. This is a Bas that our father comes from a tipa psula. So we have three cases that there are blemishes in there's blemishes some way. A ger, there's a blemish that he comes from a tipa psula. Cholol is a blemish Yitzirosoi Baveira. Amon L'Koyin Godol is Yitzirosoi Baveira. But there is a common denominator that all three are not Doime to Roiv Kol, which is Mutal L'Koyin, because there is no blemishes over there. And these three have blemishes. So therefore, they should have the same Aloch. So the Mos says, Mala Tada Shavash Vem Shken Yesh Vem Tada Ve. So the Mos says, no, you can make a Ma'atzah, because you're learning out from Kohen Godol, Baal Mone, and Cholol, so these two have a common denominator that Abbas Ger doesn't have. They're Yesh Vem Tada Ve. Cholol is Yitzirosei Ba'Aveira. Again, he comes from a deep psula, but there's no aveira over there. So memela, you can't make a tzadah shav. So the Gemara says, leiteme kain godol ba'amon yechiyach, alaima mitzri rishin yechiyach. You're right, I'll make a different echach. A mitzri rishin, married a mitzris chishaynak. They had a daughter. The daughter is posel. The daughter is posel lovey bekol. So somehow the Gemara is putting together psulei kol, psulei kol. So mitzri rishin yechiyach. What are you telling me? Ma lecholosh ken yitziva soy ba'avere. Mitzri Rishin Yechiyach. Ma'ale Mitzri Rishin Shekein Eni Roi Lovi Beko. Mitzri Rishin, the father's posel Lovi Beko, which by a ger is not true. Cholo Yechiyach. A cholo is also Roi Lovi Beko. And a cholo is Roi Lovi Beko, and the pasuk is true. Because of the Roi Zek, Roi Zek. Tzad Shavu Shibem Shainu Bereiv Kol Ubitay Psula, that this Amitzri Rishain and Acholol have a similarity, that they're not similar to Reiv Kol. Acholol because Yitzira Sei Bavere, the Yitzira of the Father's Avere. Amitzri Rishain is not Bereiv Kol, he's Pasul Ovi Bekol. And Ager is Bamiti Papsula, Afani Ovi Sager, She'einoi v'roiv kol u'bitoi psula. Now, let us just see Rashi on this Gemara. So, Rashi, bitoi psula, k'damor leo, maki zari loi, mahu mechalo zari, apnoi mechalo zari. Yitziro soi ba'aver, sh'nisa b'rehimoi be'isa. But the problem is gone, any bure beisa. Shekain be also barbera, bamon, zula, vikor, asanil the memsula kunishre, zero, so barber. She was created with it. And we began, shanosi israelish, she be also barber. Kolo yachi, shanosi israelish, and be also barber. Shain number of coach, look at me, sharko, shazay, zero, so barber. Rabbiyosei ba'aveir, apani yobi ger, she'enei b'roiv kol, shabo miti papsula. So the Gemara says, abamal l'shem she'esh b'emtad ha'aveir. He says, mitzrishin shanosa, mitzris rishayin, she'en yitzirosei ba'aveir. V'loi b'yosei ba'aveir, abite psula. Lovi b'kol, roshniyei. Achman o'mar der shlishi, she'enon b'roiv kol, she'zei yitzirosei ba'aveir, so here, the father has the uniqueness. So we have here, Tadah Shava, all three fathers are not similar to Reiv Kol. Acholol, Yitzirosei Baveire. Mitzri Rishain, the father is possible of Ibekol. Again, Eine Berav Kol, Shabo, Mitipo Psuva.